Good morning, everyone. I am Ray LaRose. I work on the New York office staff and have the privilege of introducing my boss, the Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Trexler, a Deacon Deputy Chaplain of the American Association, who will be giving us a spiritual take on New Year's resolutions. Dr. Trexler, as you may know, has been the Executive Director of the American Association since 2006. Prior to his coming to the Association, Dr. Trexler spent 30 years in medicine, working in emergency room and family medicine. He was ordained a deacon in 2000 and serves at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City and at St. Simon and Jude Church and at Our Lady of Help of Christians Church in the Allentown Diocese, Pennsylvania. He lives in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania with his wife, Connie. He has two children, two grandchildren, and a dog named Ruby. Welcome, Dr. Trexler.
Thank you, Ray. Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. I can't believe we made it through Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day, and here we made it through New Year's Day, and now I have the privilege of speaking to you a few days after. We're still in the Christmas season, so it didn't go away as of yet, but I guess as of next Monday, we'll be having the baptism of our Lord, and that should be wrapping it up for another season. As Ray mentioned, I'd like to just take a few moments to talk to you today about New Year's resolutions. We all make them, but did we ever take a spirituality take on the New Year's resolutions per se? You know, as I left my childhood and entered adulthood, I discovered that New Year's Eve seemed to fill me with both excitement and melancholy. Would I be happier or healthier, more prosperous and further along in my path by making resolutions? Well, I thought I was, and I usually vowed to be all of those things and made the resolutions according to those topics. But like many people, by Valentine's Day, it seemed that my fire had turned to vapor. And over time, I discovered that a more spiritual approach to resolutions seemed to help me stay motivated throughout the year. Instead of making a single big resolution, I found that taking smaller steps of personal reflection seemed to be beginning to work better for me, and I continued throughout my life. I'd like to share with you this morning, like I said, some ways that you might think about New Year's resolutions this year, maybe from that different perspective, and that being the spiritual take on New Year's resolutions. You know, we Christian Catholics know that new starts are available to us at any time. They're not really dictated by a calendar. The steadfast love of our Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Those words come from the Book of Lamentations in the third chapter. So I begin with saying to you this morning, I bet you never thought beginning the year by ridding yourself of all your sins. And yet, take a moment and think about it, how you might have accumulated the sins over the past year. All of those who confess and repent their sins can enjoy freedom and regret from shame. They can find courage to endure through trials, or joy and mercy, because that's available to every believer all the time. A new year, however, inspires this kind of thought process, and perhaps this is one of the best ways to begin the new year, by going to confession. Starting over often turns us into making resolutions, but quitting smoking or starting a diet or purchasing a gym membership is only the beginning of a fresh start. If there is a sin issue on any person's life, he or she can address it right now. In fact, peace awaits the one who is quick to confess and repent of their sins. The new year certainly is the perfect time for us to dig up the roots of trouble by the power of the Holy Spirit under the assurance that honest and wholehearted repentance leads us to life and peace is how we hear it in 2 Corinthians. Jesus doesn't want his people to be burdened by their sin. He wants them to experience freedom. And what a great way to begin 2024. By doing just that. Other ways you might think of spirituality with your resolutions this year is maybe we should think about getting quiet. And by that I mean to take time to walk and think alone and bring the joy to you, and how to use that enthusiasm then to propel forward on your journey of life. Go for a walk in nature or pray daily. Meditate. Turn off your devices, you know, those things that we carry in our pockets and handbooks. Don't worry about text messaging and voicemails. They exist for a reason, and you don't have to be available every instant. Your friends will still love you. Another way to think about your resolution is by keeping maybe a gratitude journal. And by that I mean, write down 5 things each week that you're grateful for. Quality. Not quantity is the key to focus on the people and experiences that you appreciate the most. Writing things down helped me, certainly, to consider my days differently. Small experiences like appreciating a pretty sunset or a train that I was waiting for, quickly arriving on the days that I was tired, took on a new significance. I discovered that my day usually wasn't defined by big moments, but rather by a series of smaller ones. How about thinking of your mission in life? Instead of being solely goal-focused, which most of us are, ponder the meaning of your life's work and ask yourself what you would rather be than what you want to do. How about learning to discern? You know, it takes time and practice to discern the direction of your life. I know when I make big decisions in my own, I try to pay attention to whether I feel peace or whether the options align with my values in life. Sometimes it's impossible to know the outcome before making the choice, so I allow myself the space to grow, to make mistakes, and to be renewed. Sometimes finding the courage to take a leap in faith is a lesson in itself. We should also seek spiritual guidance in our lives with resolutions. If you're struggling with figuring out what directions of your life you're taking, speak to a person strongly rooted in our faith. Make a spiritual director part of your life. That person may help you uncover the answers that you seek, or at least pose different questions to yourself. You know, a spiritual director could be either a priest or non-lay person, deacon. The reading works of spiritual seekers would also be a great thing to do and go after, like St. Thomas Aquinas, or how about St. Teresa of Avila? They could help you remind you that the people from all eras grapple with the same things, the external questions and eternal questions that you might have. I think we should practice, I suggest practicing, the daily examine. Many of you know by coming with Jesuits in your life that it was developed by St. Ignatius of Loyola. Daily examine encourages awareness and forgiveness and even hopefulness. In this way of assessing how you respond to the challenges and blessings of the day, and allows us to seek where God's presence has maybe popped up in our lives most visibly on any given day, and provides insights into opportunities for deeper growth. I also suggest maybe finding an accountability partner. Need an extra little boost in staying on the course? Well, the accountability partner would help. Find a friend who will support you and help you stay accountable to them, yourself, and your goals. When I started writing a memoir, a classmate and I began to share pages we had written each week. Knowing I had an external deadline to meet and that my friend would be waiting to read and critique my work seemed to motivate me to turn off Netflix and write on the days that I resisted. Another avenue to consider is craft a vision board. While I don't believe that simply pasting pictures of a new car or how about a trip to a lush island on a poster board is going to get you any of these things, but it might be helpful to make wishes and goals visible in tangible form. If you hope to run a marathon, Well, maybe a picture of a runner might remind you to stick to that training schedule. How about a photo of a diploma? That might remind you why you're plugging away on a grad school paper at midnight. A vision board with verses, maybe with scriptures or quotes of saints, might inspire you to reconnect to life's deeper meaning. We should always believe that we could do it. A positive mindset certainly helps any endeavor in life. And with God's grace and your own dedication, amazing things could happen in our lives. Though the new year rolls around every January, a new you is possible at any time. These are just some suggestions for you to maybe help get you through 2024 by making these resolutions to maybe start them in your lives now and see how you do as time goes on during this year. My friends, New Year's Day is certainly no different from any other day as far as Christ is concerned. For the believer, however, the very idea of throwing out an old calendar and starting with 12 clean pages is a poignant reminder that the pages, like our lives, quickly could become messy. New Year's Day is a day of resetting hearts, which have wandered, and restoring the habit of turning Christ every day into a fresh start, not with a new relationship, but maybe with a relationship with Jesus, which is always growing in each and every one of us. May God bless you and have a wonderful faith-filled year. Happy New Year to you and your families. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Trexler, for taking the time to prepare your very helpful presentation and for being with us today. And thank you for all you do. Thanks to all who joined the call. The recording will be posted to the website within the next several days. Our next call is on Wednesday, February 7th. Our speaker will be Monsignor William Fedrowski, who will speak about how to link your Lenten preparation to your commitment as a knight or dame of the Order of Malta. God bless you, and have a grace-filled new year.